Okay. And Mark Lewis is right here in the studio with us. Hey, Mark.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are things up in the Northwest?
Oh, I heard they were hot. I've been gone for a month.
A month? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been doing an East Coast tour, and then we always stop in Kansas City because I love Kansas City.
Well, in that case, how's the Northeast then?
The Northeast was just fine. It was great. We started in Toronto, and we worked our way down, and we ended up in New York City, and then we flew. Actually, we got a, this is a mistake, but we tried to get to Boston on any way we could because our flight came in there, and we did finally get to Boston, but man, that's not easy with the traffic and things. It took us 4 or 5 hours to get up there.
Yeah, I was there this summer myself.
Oh, there, yeah,
the
you know.
The traffic there is something else.
Isn't it? Yeah, leave extra time for traffic, like a couple of days. No. But the Northwest is getting bad, too. I mean, you don't know how lucky you are down here.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't have traffic trouble here. At least we think we do, but until we go anywhere else and then realize, no, we don't have traffic trouble here.
Well, I notice it's sensible here. You know, the streets are laid out so that there's plenty of room for people to get through the city on the streets and the roads. And then you actually have parking, which is like a new concept, and free parking. Yeah. What is that? I've never heard of free parking before.
Yeah, that. Speaking of Boston, you know, I was in Boston, and I had the misfortune of being near the Red Sox stadium before a game, and you'd be surprised what the parking lots can charge on the night of a game.
It's
like, whoa, yeah, you're kidding me? We got to pay this? But anyway, Mark Lewis, alto saxophonist that we just listened to. I should say, too, for those who are curious, before the Mark Lewis, we heard Jerry Dodgen from his album, The Joy of Sax. We heard a tune called Brown Penny. Jerry on alto sax, now I'm mentioning people who weren't on that tune. Mike LaDon on piano, Dennis Irwin on the bass, and Joe Farnsworth on the drums. And
you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Today is the birthday of Jerry Dodgen, so
hey.
Happy birthday, Jerry. And we all have fond memories of when he was here a couple years ago, playing around. All right, back to Mark Lewis. Mark is playing tonight and tomorrow night at the Majestic Restaurant, they call it. That's around 9th and Broadway, give or take a block. And the music is from 7 to 11. And you're appearing with Bram Winans on piano and a drummer. It's often Philip Wakefield. I'm not sure who's actually on deck for tonight, but definitely Bram Winans and Mark Lewis tonight at the Majestic.
Yeah, you know more about it than I do.
Yeah, how many times have you been out to play with Bram now?
This is the third year.
Third year.
Yeah, every bird day I try to come. I call Charlie Parker's birthday Bird Day, so I'd like to wish everybody a happy Bird Day.
Yeah, and that it is. There's been a lot going on this year.
I don't
know how long you've been in town, but people have made more of an effort to kind of recognize Bird in various ways, and so tonight you'll be recognizing Bird, I'm sure, out at the Majestic, and people will be playing Charlie Parker tunes at the Gem Theater and at the Blue Room and probably at the Broadway Club as well. There's a bunch of different stuff going on tonight. We heard about it earlier in the jazz calendar. And there's also the graveside ceremony, which they were supposed to have one today, and I've heard that they're going to have one tomorrow as well at noon at Bird's graveside. So
that's the first thing I did when I came to Kansas City 3 years ago for the first time, as we drove up there and I played for Bird and said thank you and realized you know, playing for Bird will make you humble for the rest of your life. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. So did you listen to a lot of Bird when you were a kid? When did you first find out about Charlie Parker, do you think?
Well, actually, my mother was a big jazz fan, so I'm not sure if I heard him inside or not. But
oh, wow. Okay.
She used to go to the jazz festivals with me inside, you know, when she was pregnant. And mm-hmm. Then I remember at 4 years old, I was blind, completely blind, 2 years as a baby, so it took about another 2 years before I was able to negotiate any type of activity using my eyes. And my mom would let me put on records and watch them go around. And I didn't know that you weren't supposed to watch the record go around as it played. I mean, I just thought that was very fascinating. I'd watch that record go around, and a lot of those were Lester Young and Charlie Parker records.
Wow, okay. So, yeah, you got into it early.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You were lucky.
Yeah, I was lucky.
Most people don't find out about those guys till they're at least in high school.
I recognize the importance of having children listen to music now, because I've seen a lot of children grow up, and it's such a good thing for kids to hear this music because it lets them think in different ways, I think, throughout the rest of their lives, and appreciate music at a higher level.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Tell me about your CD. So this is a concert that you recorded?
It's just a club date, and I had a steady gig there for a while, and you know, I'd have a new person play with me every week. And Steve Lucino and I used to do a lot of recording. I'm not recording, but playing together. And he's from New York, upstate New York, pretty close to New York City, New Rochelle, I think. But he's living in Olympia, Washington now. Oops. And I started playing with him with a guy named Paul Moen. We had a group called the Saxophone Summit. And there was two saxophones, bass player and piano and drums. And we'd invite a guest to play with us as well. We had a concert series in a large theater over there called the Admiral Theater. And we did, I think it was five concerts in a row with him. That was another gig. That was one in Milton. That's where we started playing with him. And Paul's manager from New York got us a gig in this little town in the middle of nowhere in Washington State. I said, oh, that's amazing, but, you know, that's the way people do things these days. And so we ended up in this country western bar.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, boy, here we go. The first gig I ever had was the Fireman's Ball in one of these little small towns. And I won't go into that, but I just love Steve's playing, and it was magic. You know, he was a wonderful player and such a great bass player. And his history is another whole hour in itself. I mean, he is just an amazing person. And so I thought, well, here's Steve and I making such great music together. Richard Person is my friend and had played with me on an album I'd done in 1984 called Border Crossing, and he was a member of my quartet in 1982, I guess it was, when we were playing in Bumbershoot and things. And I would come back from Europe. I was living in Europe by then, and I'd come back every once in a while and play some gigs. And he would be playing with me in this quartet. It was actually a quintet, but the piano player was very picky about the piano he played, so most of the time it was a quartet.
Wow.
Yeah, so Richard heard that I was playing via the internet or something, I don't know how, but he showed up one day, and I saw him there, and it was with Steve, and I said, Richard, you want to come and play? And he says, are you sure? And I said, don't forget, man, anytime I'm on stage, my band is your band, and you're always welcome. So I know I don't say that. I don't like people sitting in a lot unless I know them, simply because I don't see enough to negotiate things, and it becomes really hard for me. But I knew that he knew how to make sure I didn't step on his trumpet or whatever. And so he came in and sat in, and it was just magic after that. And I decided, well, why not make a group out of this? And it was so full sounding with the two of us. We didn't do anything but improvise, and we still love to just take tunes, even tunes that one of us might not know. Somebody has to know it, you know. And if one of us know the tune thoroughly, then the other two will listen. And that's something I think is very important in my music, at least, and what I call jazz, is listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. Speaking with Mark Lewis, alto saxophonist, who's here to play two gigs at the Majestic Restaurant tonight and tomorrow night with Bram Winans. And why don't we listen to another tune off the trio CD?
All right.
You got one in mind?
Anything you want. Just go ahead and pick one.
How about What Is This Thing Called Love?
Hey, what do you know? It's one of my favorites.
And this again, like you said, Steve Lucino is on the bass and Richard Person is on the trumpet. And the name of the CD then is Hear Here?
Yeah, Hear Here. Hear Here.
H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E. Hear Here. That sounded good, man. That's the Mark Lewis Cool Jazz Trio from their new CD, Hear Here. Came out last year. And since we last saw you, that came out, right?
That's right.
Second half of last year.
That's right.
And it's, of course, What Is This Thing Called Love? And again, Richard Person on trumpet and flugelhorn, Steve Lucino on bass, and Mark Lewis on alto sax. So, You get many gigs up there? Is there a scene for people to be able to play, or how does it work out?
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I have my steady gig once a week, and then one or two gigs plus that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go out twice a year, once on the East Coast and here, and then once in January we start off on New Year's Eve at Palm Springs, and then go California and Arizona and that Southwest tour, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. I like to get out and play with different people so that it kind of energizes the batteries a little bit, you know.
Yeah. And it's just nice to hear that people are playing. That's what I like to hear. So that's good news to me.
Yeah, there's plenty of gigs. Yeah. Rhonda does a good job getting me jobs, and if there's no gigs, we'll make them. You know, we'll find a place that looks like it could be good, and we'll say, okay, guys, we're going to make you some money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a novel concept, and they give us a month, and so far we usually make them money, and people like to go out. It's just that, you know, there's a kind of a stigma sometimes with people. Jazz, you know, but I think that stigma is starting to disappear, and that's a good thing. I've noticed this throughout the entire country, and especially Canada. There's a lot of gigs in Canada, but I don't hear that anymore. A lot of people are starting to like jazz, and they're not opinionated about what it is. You know, I give free downloads every month, or I walk around with cards in my possession that have the website on it, and I say, here, would you like to have a free download and listen to, I don't say jazz, I say saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, let's listen to it. And people do, they do listen to this free download, and they listen to it a lot, and they sign up online to get our newsletter that Rhonda writes every month, and I record another free download. And I think she said that we're up to 76 free downloads now that we've made, and they're all album quality, recorded well, and sometimes live, sometimes not. We've played with David Friesen and John Stoll and Overton Berry, a lot of great musicians on these downloads.
Yeah, those are good musicians. So what's the name of the website if somebody wanted to go?
It would be marklewismusic.com, and it's M-A-R-K-L-E-W-I-S, and then music. And it's just all one word, of course, .com. And then we have a Facebook, too, and you can just get on Facebook, too. And you don't get the downloads, but you get a lot of photographs when we're on tour about with the musicians that we're playing with. And that's kind of fun to see, too.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Again, this is Mark Lewis on alto sax. He's appearing at the Majestic Restaurant tonight and tomorrow night with Bram Winans from 7 to 11. And enjoy your stay. Happy Bird Day.
Happy Bird Day.
And enjoy your stay in Kansas City. Hope the weather gets a little nicer. Not that we don't need rain. I hope you have a great gig tonight and tomorrow night.
Well, thank you, Roger.
It's nice to know that the piano is being played by a guy who can tune it, as needed. So
exactly.
You don't have to worry about out-of-tune pianos when Brahms on the gig.
I've heard that you're a fine pianist as well.
I get by.
Oh, that's good. We'll have to play together sometime.
Yeah, all right.
And you know you're on my Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture.
I don't make it to Facebook very often, so don't take it personally if I'm not, like, commenting on everything. So, yeah, I don't. Haven't got around to doing a lot of Facebook.
Yeah, Rhonda.
Now and then.
Rhonda put you on, so it's kind of a neat picture. You might want to take a look at it.
Cool.
Well, thank you.
Okay, that's Mark Lewis. Now we're going to turn.